Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What we wanted to know is, beyond the speeches, the photo ops, the political messaging, there is obviously a bigger picture for South African citizens. And that is, will any of these relationships or partnerships formed during the G20 actually translate into economic benefit? In other words, real investment, jobs, trade opportunities, and growth. To unpack this, I'm joined by somebody who cuts through the noise, Davi Ruit. He's founder and director, chief economist of the Efficient Group. Davi, always good to have you with us. Let's start with the basics. When countries talk about strengthening relations at events like the G20, what does it normally mean economically?
Good morning to you. Well, what it means, well, what it's supposed to mean is that it's supposed to open various channels through which we can improve one another's economies or participate in one another's economies. And it's supposed to include things like, for example, capital flows, which will include things like, for example, debt. But most importantly, it will include certain agreements regarding trade, obviously, because that's what countries need to try to achieve in the end. But I think there are two ways at looking at this. The one is that you have to look at it from a political perspective. And of course, the world is changing politically. We know that the world is not what it used to be. Today we have a number of what I call second tier countries that are becoming politically more and more important. And I'm referring to countries like, for example, Indonesia, Malaysia, and very importantly to India as well. Everybody keeps on talking about America and China, for example, but there are other very important countries as well. So from a political point of view, I think that is important because countries position themselves internationally. But more importantly, maybe let me just interrupt myself for a moment. And of course, if you listen to the various agreements and the various statements made by the politicians, they all say very nice and things that we will all agree with. But that doesn't mean much is really going to come from that. Will there be debt relief to poor countries, for example? Will there be a reduction in inequality? I think those are nice words, but I don't really think much is going to happen from that. More importantly, however, apart from the politics, is the real business part. And there I'm actually quite excited because we know Donald Trump, for example, he was not here, but there was something, according to press reports, there was something like 600 American companies represented here. So that's the important part. And that's the part that I think we should be all excited about, because that can actually lead to real trade, well, business between the various countries, including South Africa and America. And that will, of course, I think, eventually lead to the benefits for South Africans. Maybe I can just make two other points that I think are important to me. The one is that I think South Africa, obviously, the spotlight has been on South Africa, which is a good thing, because in recent years, South Africa lost much of our moral high ground, so to speak. But the president addressed two issues. The one is Africa. I think the spotlight is on Africa. And the second one is on the debt of Africa, especially. And I think maybe we could see something coming from that, some sort of, well, not necessarily a relief, but maybe a process in trying to get especially African countries out of the very deep levels of debt. And perhaps a last comment that I need to make, and that is that, yes, there could be some benefits for South Africa, and I think there will be benefits. But in recent months, we've seen a number of things happening in South Africa, mostly good things. Like, for example, South Africa being off the so-called grey list. Like, for example, the fiscal accounts looking a little bit better. Like, for example, lower inflation targets. All those sort of things are things that we did locally, and that is going to be far more beneficial to South Africa than the G20 in itself.
The fact that there was a positive sentiment surely would translate, or would potentially translate, into possible investment, because investment is often about confidence and sentiment, isn't it?
Without a doubt. But what I always do when there's some sort of development politically or economic wise or financially, I always have a look at what's happening on the financial markets. And what actually happened the last couple of days, the rand actually weakened and the bond market actually weakened as well. Now, it's not because of the G20. That, of course, is because of some other developments, because the financial markets are going through some difficult times, some volatility at the moment. And so, and that is what we see in the local markets, including think the exchange rate of the rand, for example, is more reflective of what's going on internationally on financial markets and not what's going on locally. But that is usually the financial markets voting by telling you whether they like what is going on generally in the world or in South Africa as well. I think the point I'm trying to make is that broader macroeconomic forces will remain far more important than politicians meeting up somewhere and issuing some sort of statement. What is important is you have to put your own house in order, and in the end we are part of the global macroeconomic environment where we have to continue to compete and make sure that we are a productive country. And I think there's a lot of work that we can still do to improve our position.
Well, the fact is that surely you need strong internal conditions in order to take advantage of these opportunities. Are we in a position to take advantage as they arrive?
Yes, that is exactly the point I'm trying to make. And that is that, of course, we have to have good relations with the rest of the world and open up these sort of trade channels and have good diplomatic relations with the rest of the world and so on. But we have to create a local environment that is conducive to economic growth as well. And there's a long list of things. And I think you and I, we've discussed this many times. Things like, for example, look after your infrastructure. Things like, for example, make sure you have well-run state-owned enterprises and local authorities. Very important to me is that we are living in a modern world economy, and we have to get our population prepared for a modern world economy. And I'm afraid our skills development system or our education system is, there's a lot that we can still do to improve on that. So, but put those local things in order, and of course have good relations with the rest of the world politically and economically, and then we can really benefit from that. So it's not only good relations with the rest of the world that matters, but good local conditions as well.
That is where we do need to leave it. Dawie Root, thank you as always for bringing us that balanced perspective. Dawie is the founder and director, chief economist at The Efficient Group.